He's tired. His journey has been a long one. The strangeness began on the plane. The flight to Skarpnes was not full. Maybe half the seats were empty. But there was, nevertheless, a good number of people. Mining company folk, mostly. Heading to the northern interior, Eric guessed. He took his seat by the window and did what everyone does before the instruction to switch off communications. He selected 1 degree on his device and bumped. And then nothing. He rebooted the app and bumped again. Nothing. He shook his head, unable to understand it. The 1 degree app is based on the principle of 6 degrees of separation. Eric knows all about it. As a journalist, it's his job to know about communication in its many forms. Since its invention, when some clever soul realized that it often takes not 6, but merely 1 step to connect you to most other people in the world, the app, or its current version, sits in the palm of everyone's hand. When going on a journey, or arriving in a new place, the easiest way to make friends quickly is to bump the air around you with 1 degree. Maybe no one you know is on the same plane, but someone who knows someone you know is likely to be. Or someone who went to school with a friend of yours. Or who works where you worked 10 years ago, and so on, and so on. Then you have someone to pass the journey with at the least, and maybe a new friend for life. And although that's never happened to Eric, in all his years of using 1 degree on so many solitary journeys around the world, he's never failed to find some kind of link among a group of 100 or more who would otherwise have remained total strangers. So that's why he stared a moment longer at his device, wondering if the new version had a bug. As if something sinister had happened, he leaned out of his seat and, a little furtively, studied his fellow passengers. They were a tough lot. Miners, he thought. Tough. Work and worry were drawn on their faces, in skin aged by the cold. They were silent, merely nodding at the smiling attendants who floated down the aisle, proffering drinks. "You'll have to switch that off now, Mr. Seven," said a voice. And he turned to see one of them looking down at him. She checked her device, making sure she'd got his name right. He scratched the back of his head, pushed a badly behaved strand of dark brown hair out of his eyes. "Yes, sorry, right, only..." He looked at his device. "Yes, Mr. Seven?" He shook his head. How could he have managed not to bump anyone on the flight, not even at the weakest level of connection? "Nothing." The attendant smiled. "Very good. Have a nice flight, Mr. Seven." He did have a nice flight. The plane arrowed due north, clinging to the coast almost the whole way. It was spectacularly beautiful. The coastline was a broken fractal. The sea was deep blue. The rocks of the shore, gentle mottled greys and browns. Inland, the ground climbed steadily into forests, which eventually gave way to treeless mountaintops. About noon, the plane landed at Skarpnes, and as Eric predicted, most of the passengers picked up transport heading for the big mine. For the 100th time, he pulled out the instructions the desk editor's assistant had given him and made his way on foot to the ferry terminal, where he boarded the steamboat for the short trip to Blessed Island. He knows little about the place. Just the rumours. But then, that's all anyone knows. And that, after all, is the whole point of his trip, to find out something about the island. There's nothing much about it on the net, nothing beyond the times of the steamboat, the hours of sunfall and moon up, a brief history of the old fishing trade now gone. As for the rumours, no first-hand accounts, no original source material. The pages that do mention them are simply rehashes of each other, leaving very few original hits to glean anything from. So little to be read on the net. That's another strange thing about the place. All he's heard are the rumours, stories, the speculation, and the swiftly lost words of whispered secrets about the island where people have started to live forever.